be charged today? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the big question about the person of interest in Highland Park, Illinois, 24 hours after a shooting ruined the 4th of July parade.
We saw people falling, people screaming.
Everybody was running inside, and then we started noticing how many people were bloody.
Six people were killed, at least 30 others injured. Robert Cremo III was taken into custody last night.
Cremo's uncle told Fox 32 in Chicago that his nephew was an aspiring rapper, and one of his videos reportedly included violent images, including a drawing of a man aiming a rifle at another person.
Fox's Madeline Rivera in Highland Park. There was also a shooting in Philadelphia during the fireworks last night that sent people running for cover. Two police officers were wounded.
One received a grazed wound to the head. Remarkably, the bullet was found in the highway patrol officer's hat. The other officer was a member of the Montgomery County Bomb Squad, both treated and released from a local hospital.
Fox's Molly Line, the gunman, has not been arrested. More people are traveling home the day after the 4th of July. Airports are busy again today.
They've been getting through pretty easily this morning, but certainly it's been a chaotic weekend for millions of Americans all over the country trying to travel.
Fox's Charles Watson is at Atlanta's airport.
A lot of folks traveling over the weekend found themselves stuck at airports across the country. The airlines struggling to keep up with the near pre-pandemic demand, thanks in part to bad weather and staffing shortages.
About 1,300 flights are either canceled or delayed today to or from or within the U.S. FlightAware says for the whole holiday weekend, it was more than 25,000. For those driving, gas is a tiny bit cheaper. It's fallen every day since the record high 3 weeks ago, down about 21 cents. AAA's national average now $4.80 per gallon, still $1.67 more than a year ago. On Wall Street, there is a big sell-off to start the week, adding to all the losses this year, the Dow plunging 726 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We just got an update out of Highland Park, Illinois, 24 hours after that 4th of July parade shooting that killed six people, left at least 30 others injured. The person of interest, Robert Cremo III, we just found out is going to be charged. We'll get the details, expected to get them in about an hour. Several Texas counties are ready to declare today the ongoing surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally in the past year and a half is an invasion. Days after the Supreme Court ruled President Biden can undo the Trump-era remain-in-Mexico policy for those who seek asylum here, which some fear could lead to even more migrants arriving.
They're invoking Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which says in regard to all states that the United States, quote, shall protect each of them against invasion. And that's exactly what the Texas counties say they are facing, an invasion by illegal immigrants flooding across the southern border.
That's Fox's Jonathan Hunt. American basketball star Brittany Griner, who's on trial for drug charges in Russia, hand wrote a letter to President Biden from jail asking him to not forget about her. Griner wrote she's terrified she might be held in Russia forever. The quarterfinals at Wimbledon are underway, and there'll be more matches tomorrow. One of the players in action making a name for himself off the grass courts.
27-year-old Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios has never made it past the quarterfinals at a Grand Slam event. But at Wimbledon this year, he has made several headlines on his way into the quarterfinals, which he'll play Wednesday. Tuesday, news broke that Kyrgios is facing a criminal charge in his native Australia for common assault, an alleged attack against his ex-girlfriend, December 2021. If found guilty, Kyrgios could face up to 2 years in prison. This week at Wimbledon, Kyrgios was accused by opponent Stefanos Tsitsipas of being a bully. Monday, he admitted to reporters that he tanked the fourth set of his match against American Brandon Nakashima.
That's Jared Max. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.